The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you seeking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too, starting now. Here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. And this is your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. It's been a magnificent week for me, as I'm sure it's been for you. Today's episode is How to Survive Criticism, but more significantly, we have with us a remarkable lady. Her name is Cashel Kelly. Cashel Kelly is founder of Cashel Kelly International Incorporated, a small business and empowerment coaching firm. Cashel utilizes her creativity and candor as she coaches career-driven women and men to not only activate their hustle, but also their faith by providing them with innovative ideas, strategies, resources, and empowerment to achieve authentic success, profitability, peace, and happiness in their business and life. Her coaching clients rave about her ability not only to understand them and their struggles, but their businesses as well, and knowing exactly how to be real in sharing a step-by-step plan to grow their businesses online and offline. As a member, she has been previously selected by the National Association for Professional Women as Woman of the Year for Coaching and Consulting for Texas. She is also a column writer for business publications, sharing tips and strategies to grow businesses. Cashel has begun an international Activate Your Hustle movement online as well, encouraging others to go after their dreams by eliminating distractions, adopting healthy hustle and best practices to be successful. She is creator of the Activate Your Hustle and Faith with Cashel Kelly podcast, sharing weekly tips and empowerment strategies to grow businesses and spirit. Her first book, Pretty Painful, is a motivational work that offers new hope to women everywhere and has been featured in various publications. Her second work, Boss Women Pray and Boss Men Pray, 31 Prayers to Increase Your Success and Spirit, is a comprehensive prayer guide for entrepreneurs and those in leadership. She plans to lead an international movement in bridging the gap between doing business while nurturing one's spirit. She holds a bachelor's in biblical counseling from the College of Biblical Studies and a certification in Christian counseling. Cashel resides in Pearland in Texas. Cashel?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. It's beautiful having you here with us today. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
I, in particular, am fascinated by your career, as I'm sure our listeners will be in the next few minutes. And so I'm going to go straight on to business. Cashel, you have a current product called Boss Women Pray and Boss Men Pray. Please tell us about them.
Sure, absolutely. It's actually a comprehensive prayer guide for entrepreneurs. It's kind of a combo, if you will. It's one for women, which is the Boss Women Pray, and there's one for men, is the Boss Men Pray, and it's 31 prayers to increase your success and spirit. As entrepreneurs, Dr. Yomi, I find that, you know, we go through a different set of problems than someone probably working a 9-to-5 and just all of the tests and trials that we face as entrepreneurs. So what I've done is that I was looking for something to just kind of encourage me through my journey, because sometimes entrepreneurs, we, you know, kind of on an island by ourselves and don't have a lot of people to talk to and to kind of bounce ideas off of. So that's where I come in with the concept of Boss Men and Boss Women Pray. And it's just a comprehensive prayer guide where I take you from 31 days of everything that an entrepreneur faced, and then I give you business coaching and tips and a little bit of my life stories to kind of help you with your journey when you're feeling this, you know, not encouraged in your business.
I see. That is really quite fascinating. Thank you very much. Now, Kashel, I believe there are specific books. You mentioned them on this theme. Can you tell us specifically about these books?
The Boss Women Pray, Boss Men Pray.
That's right.
Uh-huh. They are available now. It's been going quite well. I think I've had it out maybe a little over a month and a half, and people are very resonating with the book, and it's become just a really big movement, which I'm very proud of, is that people are publicly acknowledging their faith in their business and marrying them to, and increasing not only their success but their spirit at the same time. And it's an easy read. I find people are just resonating with the authenticity of my voice in the book, to kind of just give it to them straight and real and on a level that they can understand, and, you know, giving them that boost and empowerment that they need every day running their business, or if they just want to start a business, or if they're still working in corporate America making the transition. It's just really a go-to guide for people.
Splendid. Excellent. So I get a distinct impression that the feedback so far has been very good where the books and the movement itself are concerned. Now, I'm willing to bet that you feel very fulfilled. Would you like to express just how fulfilled you are?
Yeah, sure. I am very fulfilled. I'm so grateful, so humbled by the response of it. It's just, you know, even when I wrote it, I remember telling my mother that I just have a feeling about this book, this work, and it's just been very well received and very I can't even put into words how appreciative I am of how well it's doing, and I'm very much so fulfilled, because I feel such a sense of calling for this, and I feel such a sense of being exactly where I need to be in life and doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And when you are in that space, you're definitely fulfilled.
I see. Now, tell us, how did you get to where you are today? This question itself presupposes that what I think I'd like to know, and what our listeners would like to know, is what's been your story?
My story has been, I've always kind of been the person I am, as all of us. We've always, I don't think we ever kind of change. We just kind of come into ourselves or realize who we are along the way. But I wrote my first book in 2005. And from there, of course, promoting the book, and we didn't have any social media. I had to promote that book and go around and speaking and different things like that. And, you know, I've worked in corporate America. I've worked at churches. I've worked at different jobs, but I've always had such a love and a passion to do more and to give more. And I thought that I had so much more in me than just, you know, waking up every day and going to my job, even though I loved the jobs that I did have, or that they didn't last very long. But I just always wanted to, you know, chart my own course. And I wanted to work from home. I knew I didn't want to get up in the morning and go to traffic and all that kind of thing. But I didn't know, you know, what exactly I wanted to do, but I knew that it was so much more in me. I just didn't know how to bring it out. So, of course, you know, wrote the first book, traveled with that, promoted it. It did very well. And then, you know, consequently, so it was picked up by a publishing house. So I relaunched that book in 2012. And, you know, it also in 11 or 12, I can't remember, I resigned from a very good job. You know, it was in an office at home. I worked for Weight Watchers International. I ran the Houston market territory, and I loved that position and loved kind of working with the people there. But I knew that it was much more that I should be doing, and I just couldn't. I just knew it, and I didn't know how to put it into a career per se. So I started to just do what was natural to me, which was encourage people. And I got a certification in life coaching. So I started off doing life coaching and different things like that. And then as I learned the industry, I learned more about, you know, having a niche in your particular field. And my natural instinct and my natural acumen is in business. And so, you know, I was like, well, I can help entrepreneurs with their business because that's my secret sauce. That's what I know well. You know, even though the life stuff is just who I am as a person, but who I am just intrinsically and what I know that kind of reeks out of me is how to grow business and online. I'm very techie. I'm very, I love to research. I love to do things and figure out new ways. I'm a big advocate on working smarter and not harder. So it's just, I love sharing that information with my clients and even people that I do, you know, communicate with online. So that's kind of my story, is that the same as anyone else, is that really trusting your instinct and your gut that something is out there more than what it is that you have right now. And to look at your life from a bird's eye view and to say, am I living the best life that I want to live? Am I happy with the life that I want to live? And I ask myself that. I want to wake up every day and be, you know, feel like I'm absolutely where I need to be, where I'm supposed to be. And that's been my journey, as with everyone, I think, journey is. But that's just my story.
And I think you have a very great story. You are a great lady, Kashel. There's no doubt about that. Now,
thank you so much.
That's okay. Now, you have basic training in biblical counseling from a College of Biblical Studies, and then you went ahead to get a certification in Christian counseling. Now, to what degree has your exposure to Christian studies affected your work as an entrepreneurial trainer?
Well, yeah. You know what? I actually, I went to college after high school, like most graduates, and you know, I studied computer science, and you know, my secret. But I love English, so I did computer science and technology, and that's kind of what I studied when I went off to college right after high school. But then I was like, well, you know, what's the income potential? Back then I was like, okay, well, if I graduate, you know, what's my income potential with this? And I started looking at different jobs, and it just wasn't interesting to me at the time. And, you know, as I gone on in life, the Bible was just something that interests me. I said, if I get a degree, I want it to be something that I want to learn. And I don't know where it came from, you know, but I just was always intrigued by scripture and just the Bible stories and all that kind of thing. That was just something that always intrigued me. And it was just, you know, very fortunate that I got a scholarship. I entered a contest, and I got a scholarship to go to the College of Biblical Studies to get my bachelor's. And it was just a very wonderful experience for me because I was getting a degree in something that interests me. And I think it was really kind of a personal, you know, sharpening. It really wasn't that I thought I was going to do something with it. It was just that I wanted a degree. I wanted the accomplishment of getting a bachelor's because I knew I had to go into the workforce and I needed a degree. And but I only wanted to go to school for something that I was interested in. So here we are today, and my training in the Bible and just understanding the Bible, and of course my love for God and my just insatiable desire for people to understand and live faith out loud. Here we have this book that's been this great phenomenon, and then it all ties back together. So it's just It's just, to be honest with you, I never thought I would be doing this today, you know, from a personal choice to get my degree to get a job. And then it just comes all full circle. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. It's turned around full circle.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the title of your books.
Right.
Boss Women Pray, Boss Men Pray, 31 Prayers to Increase Your Success and Spirit. I mean, prayers, that word itself is quite operable, quite operative. It goes a long way to show exactly what your background is.
Yes.
That means the Bachelor in Biblical Counseling and the Certification in Christian Counseling obviously has a lot to do with what you are doing right now.
Yes.
What do you say?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because of my love for the Bible and the stories and just the faith, it's just very fascinating for me. I just have always been fascinated by the history of it and just the origin of what things mean in the Bible and how they tie together and the message and what is it saying to us today. Like, I've always been very interested in that, and I would read a lot, and that's what I like to do. I enjoy doing that. And I just because I took the time to study, I'm a big believer in faith. I'm a big believer in, you know, the things that we do say out of our mouths and that we believe, that you live those things. And when I see people experiencing so many trials and tribulations and heartache, I look at the situation as a whole, I just believe that's not the life that God designed for us to live. And if we increased our faith and if we really lived, you know, authentic faith, then some of these things wouldn't happen, because we would have that tenacity on the inside of us to do things better and to walk out faith in action. So that's really what I just love how it all ties together.
Thank you. Now, listeners, we'll be taking a break in the next 1 minute. Remember, we have with us a distinguished lady called Cashel Kelly, founder of Cashel Kelly International, a small business and empowerment coaching firm. Cashel has been telling us quite a bit about her background and what her current projects are. And when we come back from break, she'll be telling us a little bit more about her. Thank you.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world. And that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today. What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett.
To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Don't forget we have with us a distinguished lady, Cashel Kelly, founder of Cashel Kelly International Incorporated, a small business and empowerment coaching. Cashel?
Yes.
Welcome back.
Wonderful.
Great. Now, Cashel, in your opinion, in your educated and considered opinion, what factors are keeping people from living at their highest potential?
I think, Dr. Yami, what's keeping them from living their highest potential is fear. The fear of being uncomfortable, the fear of success, and just the fear of not knowing what to do. I think that we have grown accustomed to doing things the way that we're taught to do them, and we've gotten so far away from trusting our gut and trusting our instinct and trusting what we really want to do in this world and how to get that done, to where we kind of don't want to veer off from the beaten path. And it's just the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of, will this work? Am I good enough? Can I maintain success? I think it's just really fear is a driving force.
I see. Now, the theme of today's show is how to survive criticism, because in the course of my practice, Cashel, I have discovered that one of the greatest inhibitory factors to people's continued and sustained evolution in both their personal lives and in their businesses is the fear of criticism and how to handle it. And what I've discovered is criticism is a pretty delicate subject, because one very delicate thread in the lives of people is their self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And I've discovered that what suffered first and most where people are concerned when they get criticized is self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, and in the course of your practice, against the background of your practice, what do you think people fear criticism so much?
Because criticism really is a mirror. This is the thing. And it's so interesting, this topic, and you asking that question. Because, Dr. Yami, it goes from people really not knowing who they are. And I'm talking about, yeah, we know our name and what we do, but just that, who you really, really are. And when you don't know who you are, anybody and everybody, especially in this day and time with social media, can tell you anything about you. And we put so much of our lives online for other people that don't know anything about us to come in our space and filtrate us with their opinions and all of these different things. And especially online with social media, we read other people's thoughts and opinions, and we kind of formulate ideas of how things are supposed to be, how people are supposed to be, what defines success, what defines failure, what people are really thinking based on their experience. And I could have never laid eyes on you a day in my life, but I have let your way of thinking and your upbringing and your all years of training affect how I see myself and my psyche, because I don't know who I am. And that's what a lot of people experience, is that they're letting so many outside influences filtrate their self-esteem and who they are. And so I think it's going back to that fear of criticism. Fear that I'm not good enough. Fear that that I'm not doing this right. Fear that people won't see me in this light. And then so that fear paralyzes you to where you do nothing, because you're so afraid of what others think of you. But if you knew who you were, you wouldn't care.
Absolutely, Cashel, absolutely. Now, having established the platform of fear from which people operate, where criticism is concerned, now, what can we do to encourage people within the context of, say, how can people turn criticism to their own advantage, Kashel?
Oh, wow. I mean, criticism can be, it can be healthy criticism. You know, when you trust your gut, and when you're doing something, people can criticize you all day long, but you can use that criticism to fuel you. That's exactly how I personally deal with criticism. You know, I trust my gut when I'm doing anything. And yeah, you're going to have critics out there. Yeah, you're going to get criticized. And you don't know exactly where it's coming from. And even when it comes from a place of love, you use that criticism to be better. You take the criticism of others that love you, that got your back, that you know are in your corner, that are telling you the truth. That are not necessarily your these are the people that are your cheerleaders, I'm sorry. And use that criticism to be better, even when it's coming from a nasty place and coming from a place that's not pure. You look at it and you say, all right, maybe I'm on the right track. Because sometimes, Dr. Yomi, people will criticize you because they can't figure out how you're doing what you're doing and how you do it so effortlessly. So they were going to criticize it because they don't understand it. And that's kind of the basis of even racism or anything or prejudice in this world, is that people not fully understanding a culture or a background of another person. So they criticize it because they don't know. They don't fully understand.
I see. Yeah, that's quite true. I mean, even in my own experience, I've discovered that most of the time when I'm criticized, it's more than likely because people don't really know where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. We know that envy is a very strong index where people are concerned, and you can't really discountenance that when it comes to dealing with people. But I think what I've come to discover along the line is that you do need a high dose of humility to be able to handle criticism effectively. Would you
Absolutely.
Agree with this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because no one's perfect. No one's perfect. And yeah. And when you're doing anything, just humility, I'm a strong advocate for humility, because you can't really hear, I personally, in my personal life, can't hear the voice of God if I'm not humble, if I'm not in a place of humility. And if I am in a place of arrogance and haughtiness, then I trust my own voice. I only listen to my own voice. I always say that a man or woman that listens to their own voice is a dangerous man or woman, because you can't let real wisdom from others and God and spirit and intuition and instinct come in, because you think you've got it all figured out and you think that you are the, you know it all. But I think that when envy comes in and jealousy comes in, people will criticize that. And if you don't have the wisdom and the stillness to understand that, then you will see that as people like to talk about haters all the time. Truly, I mean, it's you give so much energy to people that hate you and hating on you and all of that kind of thing, when that should not be a topic of conversation, in my opinion. Is that you're going to have people that just don't understand what you're doing. You're going to have people that are jealous about what you're doing, that are envious of you. And you're going to have people that love you and are proud of you. But either way, you know, listening to criticism or where it may be coming from, a pure place or not, it can be helpful, and it can be very instrumental in fueling your fire to get where you need to be.
All depending on the attitude you elect to adopt to the criticism.
Yes, yes, right. Yes. Because you don't live for other people's opinions of you. You don't live for that. And you do what you do for you and for what you are supposed to be doing here on our earth, and not for anyone else. That's just like your radio show here. If you say, I want to empower people, I have a desire to see people live their dream and all of that. But if you said, you know what, I want to just show everybody that I grew up with and that I used to work with, the job that I quit, that I'm doing well. You know, there's a difference there, because now you're doing it because it's your calling and it's your purpose, and you feel such a sense of satisfaction. And like the question you asked me before, you feel fulfilled versus you are being fueled by other people's opinions of you. And when you when you fail and then you're not measuring up, even if you are doing amazing, because your intentions were not pure and why you're doing it, then that's when criticism is going to really take over and govern everything that you do, because you would never measure up to people.
Kashel, another thing I seem to have discovered over the years is that one other attribute that one obviously needs to be able to handle criticism is courage.
Mm-hmm.
Courage, a lot of courage. I'll give you a personal example. Kashel, as you probably know, I'm a medical doctor. I'm a trained physician.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I had this burning desire and this inner prompting to go fully into human potential development and empower people, it involved taking a radical decision to abandon mainstream medical practice. Now, for quite a number of people, this decision was quite unfathomable, because people couldn't quite understand why would someone go through the rigors of so many years training as a medical doctor and then decide to go leave it. But then again, Kashel, this vindicates what you said a few minutes ago. It's all about you living true to yourself.
Yes.
You have come into a knowledge about, say, what God created you to do on this earthly plane, and you are deciding to pursue it. So primarily, it's obvious that first and foremost, you are living for yourself.
Yes.
And then secondarily, using your life for yourself to be an improvement on the human condition. But most people will not understand such drastic decisions. And even as I talk to you, up till now, I still find it, some people still find it very difficult to quite understand what is Dr. Yomi Gannett up to. But then, like I said, it's all about courage, isn't it? What's your take?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because Dr. Yomi is doing what Dr. Yomi is put on this earth to do. And so people can't understand, finite minds can't understand when you move into something that, of living your life in the most authentic place possible. Just like my job that I quit to do what I'm doing now, I work from home. I really didn't have a boss hovering over me. I really made my own schedule. I had a company credit card. I had, you know, my all expenses of my office, my home office, paid by my company. You know, benefits, bonus, you know, just all of these different things. And to quit that, people thought I was crazy. They couldn't even understand, why would I do that? And then I go into that. Sometimes I even question, what was I doing, you know, to go into struggle and to build business. But when you know what you know, it doesn't matter what other people think. Because that, Dr. Yomi, is that people, like I said before, people are so used to living in a box of defining success in a way that, you know what, you're a doctor. That is the pillar of success and influence to a lot of people. But if you're not happy on the inside, and you don't, and you're not doing what you know that you were called on earth to do, and you would be completely happy with what it is that you do before you close your eyes on this earth, then it doesn't matter. And that's, again, that's what I was saying before, is that that criticism and that living life for others, because you have done what other people would love to do, probably didn't have the opportunity, didn't have the finances, didn't have the tenacity, the patience, whatever it may be. And here you are, you've got what they want. And you, and in their mind, they're like, what are you doing? You have what I want, and you give that up to do this? They can't understand that.
Absolutely. It's almost as if you are insisting on having the very best of all worlds.
Yes.
And they haven't even started.
Exactly. It's like an insult to them. It's like an insult to them.
It's incredible. Now, Kashel, apart from your mainstream work that you've told us so much about this morning, what else do you do that is fascinating that you'd like to tell us about?
Oh, sure.
Something you haven't told us, because I have a strong feeling there are a few more sides to you.
Well, there's a couple. I love the business coaching. I love, like I said, technology. I'm going to start really soon here doing workshops. And Dr. Yomi, this whole boss men, boss women pray thing is really taking off to a point where I'm in the works right now of creating a Boss Women Pray Global Association in different cities across the country and hopefully internationally, to where women can get together and they can network and they can find a sense of a place where they can really feel comfortable in growing their business and talking about their faith. And I actually were approached by two wonderful ladies in other cities saying, you know, let's bring this. And it's just been very, very exciting for me every day knowing that this thing is more than a book. It's more than a movement. It's going so rapidly around the country. And I'm doing a book club series here July 1st through 31st with the book, where I actually, if you send me your email address, you buy the book, I'm going to send you an audio encouragement and accountability every single day in the month of July. So I just am really, really living my dream. And it takes a lot of my time and my personal time, but it's just so worth it because I feel, as you said before, fulfilled. You know, I want to be a person that I enjoy life. I don't have to work as hard. And I put out great things in this world and do exactly what I'm supposed to do and enjoy my family, enjoy the things that I want to do, be able to work anywhere in the world. You know, that's the kind of things that interest me, that I love to do. I love watching movies. I love music. And speaking of music, I've just been asked by a great gentleman here in Houston to partner with him on what is called a motivational mixtape called Thumb Jams. So what it is taking my love for music and motivation and marrying the two. So I'm very excited about that project, which launches this Sunday, June 15th. And people can definitely subscribe to that and find, you know, the music that I like to listen to and work to. And while I encourage them and motivate them in between the different songs. So I got a lot of different projects, you know, in the works. I got a candle line coming out. I'm really just capitalizing on the things that are dear to me, that speak to me, that, you know, it's, and I don't feel like I'm working at all. Like I just,
splendid.
I love that.
Splendid. Cashel, it's been a very warm time with you. Listeners, please join me in extending the very best commendation to Cashel Kelly. She's given us a fantastic time today. I would wish she wouldn't leave us, but then again, every good thing has to come to an end. Cashel, how can our listeners reach you?
Absolutely. Dr. Yomi, thank you so much for having me. And they can follow me on Facebook at Coach Cashel Kelly, or just, you know, put in Cashel Kelly. Or they're on Instagram. I love Instagram at Cashel Kelly as well. And on Twitter at just at Cashel. It's just at Cashel. And my website is www.cashelkelly.com. And if you didn't catch any of that, you can always Google me and find me at cashelkelly.com. I'm Cashel Kelly.
That is true. Cashel, it's been wonderful having you with us, and I have a prayer for you. Now listen very carefully. Cashel, may the best you have ever seen up till now be the worst you will ever see.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll take a break now. We've had Cashel with us, remarkable Cashel from Pearland in Texas, Cashel Kelly, founder of Cashel Kelly International Small Business and Empowerment Coaching Firm. Fantastic lady. She's given us a wonderful time. And we'll take a break now. When we come back, we'll just speak a little bit more about criticism. Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute, Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. We've had Cashel Kelly with us over the past 25 minutes. Oh, she's had to leave us. But we had a very wonderful and fascinating time with her. And you are, as usual, left with me. Remember, you can always connect with me on Facebook, Yomi Garnett, or through my public figure page on Facebook also, Dr. Yomi Garnett, and on Twitter at Stress Edu Center, and on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/YomiGarnett/. And of course, you could also visit my website, which is www.theglobalinstituteinc.com. Now, for those who want to call in during this program, you can reach us on 1-888-346-941. That is 1-888-346-941. And toll free in North America at 1-866-472-941. And if you prefer to send me an email in between episodes, you can send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That is yomigarnett@gmail.com. Don't forget, the theme for today's episode is how to survive criticism. Now, in many respects, scathing and unjust criticism, whether justified or not, is quite often a disguised compliment. This is true to the perfectly valid extent that it only means you are achieving something of importance, a fact that makes your critics uncomfortable with the attention you are receiving. Even scholars of the human emotions now acknowledge that many people derive a certain savage satisfaction from denouncing those whom they feel are ahead of them a rung or two on the ladder of life. This mean-spirited gratification finds its most apt validation in the very useful cliche that no one ever kicks a dead dog. It is also very helpful to remember that whenever a dog is kicked, it is because people derive some perverse feeling of importance from that singular act And the bigger the dog, the greater the satisfaction. Today's show will teach you practical strategies for taking criticism in your stride. Now, indeed, the more prominent a dog is, the greater the satisfaction people get from kicking him. Listen to this story. This tradition is centuries old. Male offspring of the House of Windsor in England, the British sovereign family line, mandatorily undergo intensive military training as part of their overall education. This is considered all the more significant for the Prince of Wales, the heir apparent to the British throne. King Edward VIII was no exception to this custom. At the tender age of 14, the prince was plucked from the warm confines of the palace and sent off to Dartmouth College in Devonshire. This college finds a close counterpart in the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis. One day, a naval officer instructor found him all by himself, weeping profusely. All attempts to get him to disclose the source of his distress initially fell on deaf ears. However, he finally admitted the truth. The other cadets were bullying him and kicking him at any available opportunity. The college commandant interviewed the cadets, diplomatically explaining that although the prince had not complained, he still wanted to know why the hapless fellow had been singled out for this harsh treatment. Predictably, the boys initially denied ever kicking the prince. But after some experienced cajoling, this is what they had to say. When in the future they became commanders in the king's navy, they wanted to be able to say they had once kicked the king. Kicking stray dogs is a rather common pastime, and this primordially sadistic side to human nature becomes all the more obvious when one realizes that no one ever dissipates his energy kicking a dead dog. The Prince of Wales was a very important dog at Dartmouth. Perhaps you are one too, and that's why people kick and criticize you. They do this because it gives them both a feeling of importance and a sinister sense of savage satisfaction. More often than not, it's also because you are accomplishing something that puts you under the focus of attention. It is a sad fact that some people seek the mean-spirited satisfaction that they get from tearing down others they perceive as doing better than them. Even Jesus Christ was a victim. One of his 12 disciples betrayed him for a measly bribe. So why should you and I expect a better deal? But we are talking of unjust criticism here. We'll talk unjust or constructive criticism at some other time. Perhaps the best response to unjust, scathing criticism is simply to laugh it off. You can engage in verbal altercation with a man who retorts back at your criticism of him. But what do you say to a man who just laughs? So, next time you find yourself a victim of unjust criticism, insist on a courage of impeccable poise, immaculate self-possession, unshakable serenity, and an infectious sense of humor. And you can afford to adopt this kind of attitude because you know that unjust criticism is quite often a compliment in subtle disguise. Now, the prosaic truth is that most of the time, hardly anyone is thinking about you or me. Nor do they care about what is said or written about us. Frankly, people are more likely to be bothered about mild headache than news of your death or mine. Even if people generally deal you an unfair hand by ridiculing you, laughing at you, criticizing you, or even stabbing you in the back, refuse to wallow in self-pity. Rather, it will be infinitely more helpful to remember that Jesus suffered a similar fate. Everyone has played the fool at some point or the other, and no one is perfect. As a great thinker once said, every man is a damn fool for at least 5 minutes a day. Wisdom consists in not exceeding that limit. Instead of waiting for your traducers to see the faults they will criticize in you, simply best them to it and be your own most severe critic. This will entail you becoming an artist in the sort of self-appraisal and self-management. Discover and correct your weaknesses before your enemies get a chance to utter a criticizing word about you. However, it is equally important to realize that we can learn from just and constructive criticism. We can actually become so touchy over the slightest criticism that we start looking stupid. It is rightly said that it is the small man who flies into a rage at the slightest criticism. The wise man, on the other hand, is eager to learn from those who have censored him. We tend to learn life's greatest lessons from those with whom we are in dispute over the most fundamental issues. Sometimes we may need to climb down from our high horse and adopt an egalitarian attitude to criticism. I'll tell you another little story. During the American Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln's war secretary was a man named Stanton. At a point during the war effort, in order to satisfy a selfish politician, President Lincoln had signed the order for the transfer of some regiments without recourse to his war secretary, Stanton. Stanton not only refused to carry out this presidential directive, he went ahead and called President Lincoln a damn fool for taking such a misguided action in the first place. When the President Lincoln was told what Stanton had said, he calmly said, and I quote, "If Stanton said I'm a damn fool, then I must be, since he's nearly always right. But I'll just step over and see for myself." At the War Department, Stanton convinced President Lincoln that he was wrong, and Lincoln rescinded the earlier decision. That was vintage Lincoln. He always welcomed criticism when it was sincere, knowledge-based, and offered on a platter of helpfulness. We ought to be always humble enough to welcome that sort of criticism every once in a while. President Theodore Roosevelt, as president, admitted that the best he could ever hope for was to be right 3 times out of 4. Albert Einstein was one of the most profound thinkers the world had ever seen. Even Einstein had to admit that his conclusions were wrong 99% of the time. And this is what is true of most people. When anyone starts to criticize us, we leap automatically and instantly to the defensive, even before we are in full possession of what our critic is about to say. The pervasive tendency is for most people to resent criticism and lap up praise, regardless of whether the criticism or praise is justified. Now, a better approach is this. If you hear someone has spoken ill of you, try not to defend yourself. Any fool is capable of that. Rather, choose to be original, humble, and brilliant. Take your critic unawares and say something like, "Well, if he had known all my other faults, he would have criticized me much more severely." When you sense anger rising in you because you feel unjustifiably condemned or criticized, make it a habit to pause and ask yourself one question. Just a minute. I am definitely not a perfect person. If Einstein was humble enough to admit being wrong 99% of the time, maybe I am wrong 80% of the time. Maybe I actually deserve this criticism, and if I do, perhaps I ought to be grateful for it and ensure that I profit from it. Do yourself an unusual favor. Try and keep a record of the foolish things you have done, and simply and honestly criticize yourself before anyone does. Also, since you definitely cannot hope to be perfect, make it a point to always ask for unbiased, helpful, and constructive criticism. Well, we are gradually coming to the close of today's episode. Let me remind you that you are in the show Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Gannett. Don't forget that these teachings are based on the Bishop's Testament, a novel on the spiritual basis of wisdom and wealth consciousness, which will soon be available on the world literary market. However, if you choose to do so, you could pre-order, and you could do this by sending an email with your details to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Another very useful resource in our stable, written by Dr. Yomi Gannett, is 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment. It's available already on Amazon Books, Barnes & Noble, and Goodreads. Don't forget that you can always connect with me on Facebook, Yomi Garnett, that's on Facebook, or my public figure page, Dr. Yomi Garnett, facebook.com. At Twitter, with the handle at Stress Edu Center, and on LinkedIn, at linkedin.com/in/YomiGarnett/, and of course, you can visit my website, that's www.theglobalinstituteinc.com. You can call in at 1-888-346-9441 and toll free in North America at 1-866-472-9141. And you can email me at yomigarnett@gmail.com. It's been a magnificent outing with you today. I've had a splendid time. I know you've had too. I'll just wish you a happy week ahead. And I look forward to being with you same time, same day, next week. Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.